This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The commander of American troops in Afghanistan said Tuesday he was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security situation in the country as U.S. and NATO militaries plan to fully withdraw by September 11th. General Austin Scott Miller, who is overseeing the troop exit, made the remarks as battlefield hostilities between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-supported Afghan government forces have escalated across the conflict-torn nation. Speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital, Kabul, the general described the security situation as not good right now. He said recent insurgent territorial gains were concerning and cautioned the Taliban against attempting to take control of the country by force. The Taliban claim to have captured more than 100 of the country's 419 districts since May the 1st, when the last remaining U.S. and allied soldiers formally began leaving Afghanistan after almost two decades. Afghan officials said security forces have retaken some of the districts in recent days and vowed to evict insurgents from others. The military drawdown stems from a February 2020 agreement Washington negotiated with the Taliban in Doha, Qatar, to close what has been the longest war in U.S. history. The deal binds U.S. airstrikes on insurgent positions in return for a Taliban ceasefire with foreign troops and counterterrorism assurances. But the Taliban in recent days have accused Washington of launching airstrikes against their fighters in violation of the deal, even as U.S. troops withdraw. Officials in Greece say they've recovered two priceless paintings, one by Pablo Picasso and another by Dutch artist Piet Mondrian, stolen from the National Gallery in Athens in 2012. During a news briefing on Tuesday, a spokesman said police acted on a tip and arrested a 49-year-old handyman who confessed to stealing the paintings. They were recovered Monday. VOA News. United Nations member states agreed on Tuesday to a budget of some $6 billion for the world body's 12 peacekeeping missions for the next year. The agreement narrowly averted a possible shutdown of the operations. The 193-member UN General Assembly Budget Committee agreed to the peacekeeping budget for the year through June 30, 2022. It will be formally adopted by the General Assembly on Wednesday. Top UN officials said Monday that UN peacekeeping missions, most of which are in Africa and the Middle East, had been advised to start putting contingency plans in place in case a new budget was not adopted by June 30th. Some diplomats said changes to negotiating procedures, issues with logistics, and tough talk pitting China against Western countries had threatened to delay an agreement. The United States is the largest contributor to the peacekeeping budget, responsible for about 28%. It's followed by China with 15.2% and Japan with 8.5%. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the government can indefinitely detain certain immigrants who say they will face persecution or torture if they are deported to their native countries. The issue for the court was whether the government could hold the immigrants without having an immigration judge weigh in. Over the dissent of three liberal justices, the court held 6-3 that the immigrants are not entitled to a hearing about whether they should be released while the government evaluates their claims. The case involves people who had previously been deported and, when detained after re-entering the United States illegally, claimed that they would be persecuted or tortured if sent back. One man is a citizen of El Salvador who said he was immediately threatened by a gang after being deported from the United States. An immigration officer determined that the immigrants had a reasonable fear for their safety if returned to their countries, setting in motion an evaluation process that can take months or years. Indian officials announced Tuesday that Indian pharmaceutical company Cipla has been approved to distribute its partner Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine as the country seeks to ramp up its vaccination program to prevent a third wave of the virus. The authorization will allow the Moderna vaccine to be imported into India. It will be the fourth COVID-19 vaccine given emergency approval for use in the country. So far, India has administered about 330 million doses, but with a population of 1.36 billion, the vaccination rate is much lower than several other countries. India has the world's second highest number of infections, with more than 30 million cases and almost 398,000 deaths. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.